Okay. Welcome, everybody. Today is Tuesday, July 27th. Oh, it's a 9. It's a 9-day. Wow, beautiful. It's a day for transitions, completions, subtle body, as we know from our 10 bodies. We were just talking about 9 subtle body, and we were just talking about how the lady, Marge, that we were working with that has terminal cancer, how we were just feeling her subtle body come into us, and I felt my heart open, and just we were just receiving her gratitude from giving her that burst of spiritual energy healing work last week. So this is the kind of energy that we're now going to become more aware of. Of course, all of us on this call and people listening have always been aware of this spiritual energy, but it's becoming more available and more of a reality to the collective, to the planet, since this transition that we talked about last week, July 17th and 18th, that the convergence, as denoted by Kalaman in the Mayan calendar, we're moving from the basically focus on duality or seeing reality as separate units into the consciousness, the waves, called the ninth wave according to the Mayan calendar, into this ninth wave of reality being unity. And that's what we started anchoring in. We started talking about it and anchoring in that frequency last week. And as we move into this, to this consciousness as a collective of reality being unity, where we're unified is in these spiritual bodies. So we think about, yes, we have a physical body, but we move into the heart chakra, and we move, of course, out of the fifth body into arc line first, which has to do with projecting our thoughts. And then that arc line starts beaming out the frequencies into the etheric field, into the ethers. And then we start getting aligned with We start getting aligned with etheric energies, and then we get these spiritual rushes. So I don't know if anybody else has been feeling it lately, but I've been getting a lot more spiritual rushes. And so to feel that frequency, like starting with our arc line, moving into the etheric field, and literally breathing that in and out and letting those waves come into us. And we've been talking about reality as a wave, and we align our waves with this edge of perception, this edge of frequency, where our consciousness meets the etheric consciousness, and we learn from each other. We literally get to know each other, like reaching our fingertips out, and the fingertips of consciousness just barely, very gently come back and touch our fingertips. And then we ground in these higher frequencies, this frequency, this wave of oneness. We are the lightning rod. We are grounding in this new frequency, like we're on this edge of this new frequency, like we're high in the Himalayas, and we're just feeling it very gently. And when we get into these higher frequencies, it becomes very gentle, and it's a very expansive experience. So we're moving out of these being stuck or anchored in seeing reality as a collective, as just a dense physical reality. So things are going to start to appear to look more transparent, translucent. And changing situations for people is actually going to become easier. So what we're going through right now is this, and we talked about this last week also, but the process collectively too is that release from the attachment to these lower dense frequencies. So it's literally these waves are coming in more to these denser frequencies. So you'll see more and more around us of just like icebergs melting and breaking off of these dense frequencies just being shed, like a snake shedding its skin, like the Kundalini moving up. This was really illustrated by the full moon we had on Sunday, and the full moon was supposed to be the most powerful full moon of the year, Guru Purnima, which means it's the spiritual full moon where people acknowledge and recognize their spiritual teachers and that which inspires them spiritually, or recognize that connection with spirit. So it's interesting. The weekend before, we had the convergence, the wave, the unity wave, and then the last weekend we had this full moon, this special full moon, which was the Aquarian full moon with the sun in Leo, which totally illustrates what this consciousness wave is. So of course Aquarius is the Aquarian age, the water bearer, the electricity that's coming onto the planet, the air element that's able to, the air element that connects us all. Everybody on the planet breathes air. So there's that unity, there's that oneness. We're all connected by the air on the planet. We're all connected because we're all breathing air. There's not a separation there. And then with the sun in Leo, Leo is that expression from the heart, and it's about people waking up to expressing from their heart chakra what their contribution is that they want to bring forth, their soul contribution. So we were talking about getting more conscious about that connection with spirit or the soul. So what is a person's soul want to bring through that they love, that is really their contribution? So their contribution from their soul is really something that comes from their heart that they give with love, that uplifts them as well as other people. And it can be anything. It can be serving food to the hungry or inviting people on this call who need a spiritual upliftment, or it could be anything, but it's about those acts that open up a person's heart, which allows, again, people to share and move into this experience of oneness. And we know that the element for the heart is the air element. So we've got Aquarius and opening the heart in Leo, and people making the individual special heart contribution. So those are the frequencies that we've been anchoring in this last weekend with the full moon. And we're moving out of some really hard aspects, and we're getting actually some relief because we're getting the full moon actually trined Mars in Virgo and Saturn in Libra. So this isn't that teeth square that we've been having that's such a hard aspect where you will change or else. There's more gentleness coming, and we have so we're getting some psychic relief. So some things can move more gently. Some things can move more easily. So a lot of big changes are still happening, but what we're looking for to the students that you're working with, helping them just get maybe more clear about anchoring in what really makes their hearts sing. So this is kind of a relief from these heavy squares, and we can look, because so getting this sort of psychic relief, it also creates kind of an opening to look. It's like an opening, like a portal. What do we want to create in this new future? And the creation is really, it always is, but now people are looking more, what do we want to co-create with spirit, with this spiritual connection, with this love, with this heart energy? So again, collectively, we're kind of, the energy is opening up to shift away from, oh yeah, you know, I want a new car, I want a new house, you know, kind of the collective goal setting, which is sort of based on, you know, material wealth, to what really fills my heart up that can be a contribution that can spread outside of me in a space of love, that can expand me and expand others. So it's less sort of lower chakra or 3D or earth-centered focus to now the focus is shifting more to the heart, more to what's the real expansion? Where's the space? So it's really, people are really looking right now for this space, this relief. And the relief in this space is really the return to source, the return to love, return to connection with our soul, because that's what our soul really wants. It wants to have lots of space to really share this love, however, you know, that specific contribution shows up for us. So you may notice yourself or notice people around you kind of feeling, you know, if they feel claustrophobic and just like, oh my God, I need some space or I need some time alone. So that may be one way that you're noticing it, or some feelings of you know, where, noticing where the tension is, and just give yourself and give yourself some space, some time alone, you know, take a walk in nature, that kind of thing, and just, you know, deep breathing, opening up the heart again. You know, Yogi Bhajan's reminding us, lift up on the solar plexus, as you guys know, to really open up that heart chakra and remind other people to do that, so that even when you're walking, the walking is more like a wave, more like a movement. So all of our chakras can be actually getting fed as we're walking. So even our walk can become a wave and lighter. As we move into these frequencies and grounding in these ascension frequencies, it's really the opposite of, like if people are going somewhere, like a trip, so we're in summer vacation, so people are, you know, what am I going to take on? What am I going to, you know, I need, you know, whatever. Some clothes, some toiletries. Well, with the ascension frequencies that we're now speeding up and moving into more as of this last two weekends, it's really more, what do people have to let go of? What do I need to let go of? And people are going to start to notice the heavier frequencies. So it's really letting go of these things that feel heavier. It can be anything from letting go of aggression, these lower frequencies, letting go of anger. So you might notice these denser frequencies are coming up. You might notice them in the people around you, or even when you're driving or on the street, that there may seem to be more intensity, but it's really bringing those denser frequencies up so people can let go of the and let go of these denser frequencies and let go of those kind of ego attachments, so to speak, that can take over people's lives. So that's the transition we're moving into. What exactly anchors people, gets people stuck in 3D so they're not as fluid? And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at where's the release? So it can show up, it's going to show up differently for each person. But as each person gets more connected and more fluid with their Leo, Aquarius Leo, full moon we just had, their Leo, their heart expression, these denser energies are going to transform into love. They'll be brought up into the heart chakra. So again, remember, you know, for yourself but for your classes, to have people do the spinal flexes, pulling the root, pulling the energy up to the heart, you know, palms forward, elbows back, with a spinal flex, again, lifting up on the diaphragm. So they're really feeling that wave and letting these denser frequencies come all the way up into the heart, all the way up into their heart chakra. And, you know, there's always people wanting to, you know, be aggressive, make war on the planet. And so as you notice those heavier energies, then again, send your love for them, breathe into them. We're really dealing with right now the real wars, the war of frequencies. We've got these higher frequencies getting now more anchored into the planet. And the more we anchor in these higher frequencies, they're literally going to be like breaking up the denser lower frequencies. So as our higher frequencies at this level, what I was talking about, this level of the edge of consciousness connecting, our frequencies are really, are these higher frequencies, and I can see it astrally or psychically or intuitively, literally hitting these denser frequencies and breaking them up. It's like soft snow or rain on heavy dark clouds. The clouds are literally breaking up. So the real war that we're dealing with is a war of frequencies right now. So we're fighting the war by holding these higher frequencies, these fine frequencies, and allowing them to break up these lower frequencies. And knowing that the mind can extend over the whole planet, and the love, we know, and the subtle body, today being a nine day, the subtle body extends over the whole planet and beyond the planet. So as we meditate and hold these higher frequencies, as we do together on this call, we are literally waging war on lower frequencies. So that's the battle right now on the planet, if we want to understand what we as spiritual warriors are doing. Just meditating is bringing these frequencies through. That's our main gift right now that we're offering, and it's so vital and so important, and just there's so much gratitude from the higher beings and the angels around us, and I'm sure you guys all feel that, but I feel a lot of angels with us right now. I was just noticing that. They're kind of clearing us right now. I'm feeling a clearing going on for all of us. They're the people around us, and sending these frequencies out to the people that need it. So right now, with the energies today, we're opening up the space to create a fresh vision, a new vision, to make it possible to create more freedom out of wisdom. So it's not just, you know, hey, we can do whatever we want. We can, you know, abuse the planet, cut down the trees, whatever. No, what we're anchoring in right now is this vision of greater freedom with wisdom. And so it's in the upper chakras, in the heart connected with the third eye, where there's wisdom. So as moving into the spiritual mastery and connecting the heart with the upper chakras and connecting with the movement of anchoring this foundation in, it's the foundation of moving forward on the planet with greater freedom, but the freedom that's tempered with wisdom. And this is the piece we've really been missing on the planet. So we're just totally anchoring that in and just completely breathing that in. So just go ahead and feel that anchoring in, and just the anchoring in of the wisdom with the freedom. So just totally energize that, breathe into that, feel that in your body, feel how you are holding that spiritual wisdom, and it's so vital and so needed right now, that discernment of what is a workable plan, not just some wild guess or not just something that's just, you know, basically that's just thinking about, you know, what can I do for myself, but we're moving into that not just for me. Yeah, exactly. So we're moving into that higher frequency, and that's what we're anchoring in right now. It's a moon conjunction with Neptune, so that means we're moving into dream time. So that's the energy that we're dealing with right now at this exact time. We're moving into this dream time out of which the new frequencies, the new energies, the new thought forms are being created and being brought forth on the planet. So right now, we are the dreamers. This is the moment. This is the edge where our consciousness meets this higher consciousness, and we're anchoring in the new dream time, the new frequencies. So yes, it's really a very powerful time. It's a very powerful moment. And I just want you to go ahead and breathe into that and feel that come into your body, and just if you head needs to move or your shoulders move. I just want to totally acknowledge your spiritual mastery, your wisdom, and how you're anchoring that in. So keep breathing that in. Feel that. And I'm just queuing up our chant here. And we'll move right into our chant, and then we'll share some more. And I also wanted to say I will be on the call next week. And I'm not leaving town for a couple more weeks. So I'll say that again at the end, but I just thought I'd put that in. Here we go.
Thank you.
vibration, anchor in your spiritual wisdom, ground it in. Okay, I'm going to play just a few minutes a Guru Ram Dass chant, so I'm going to send this to Margie and anyone else that needs this energy, but I totally feel her with us, and I heard this request, so here we go.
Thank you.
out to Margie, whoever else needs it. And exhale, connect with Mother Earth. Inhale, place one hand or both hands, depending on if you're holding your phone or not, on your own heart chakra, and let that love circulate through your own physical body, healing and rejuvenating your own self, anchoring in those higher frequencies. Inhale and exhale and let it go, let it go, let it go, and slowly come back,